Dub CNN right here with Nipsey Hussle representing the West Coast. For those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody out there.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? This your boy, Neighborhood, Nipsey Hussle, live and direct. Swampy boy representing, you know, all
things. Alright, up until a few months ago, I wasn't really familiar with you, and then all of a sudden your name started popping up all over. Describe your game plan and how you got into the music game.
Basically, you know, just, I've been recording music, and as until recently, we ain't really had no outlet. So, did a deal with Epic, you know what I mean, over at Sony and shit. So, we got a major deal now, we got a budget. So, I just basically been flooding the street with the music and stockpile that I've been, you know, had recorded over the last couple years. So, you know, basically, I'm just putting it out right now. I got three street albums already recorded. I'm going to just release them over the next 6 to 9 months. After Bullets Ain't Got No Names, you know, Volume 1 I put out already. I'm going to put Volume 2 and Volume 3 out, and, you know, we got records he's going to go to radio with. We damn near got the whole album recorded already. He just, you know what I'm saying, introducing the music to the public, like, you know what I mean, slowly.
All right. How did you link up with John Shapiro at first, and how did he help you get to where you are now?
I met John Shapiro through my manager, Big U, and Steve O'Bell. And, you know what I mean, basically, he got the word about me through Felly Fail. He asked about, like, who was the next up-and-coming West Coast artist that Felly, felt, you know what I mean, had a chance of blowing up. And Felly, he said my name. So basically, from that point, he checked my MySpace, got in my management, and, you know what I mean, he took it from there.
All right, tell us about Cinematic Music Group. What's that all about?
Cinematic Music Group, that's John Shapiro company, which I'm signed to. I'm the first artist on it. And, basically, it's like, it's a new brand, it's a new movement, it's distributed through Epic and Sony, and, you know what I'm saying? I'm the flagship artist. We got about three or four other artists we're going to put out. And, you know what I mean? It's an East Coast dude and a West Coast artist. And basically, like, you know, we finna kick the door down, my nigga. It's like, I don't want to compare it to no other label or no other brand or no other movement. But, you know, we just got a fresh new sound. We got people from everywhere as far as artists to producers and all that. And, you know what I mean? We got a heavy business staff behind us that take care of the behind-the-scenes shit. So, you know what I mean? It's a full-force move.
Alright, and your mixtape, Bullets Ain't Got No Name, is hosted by DJ Ski, The Empire, and Felly Fail. Tell us how that got put together.
Well, basically, like I said, Felly Fail, he was kind of like up on my music before a lot of people was. You know what I mean? I had ran into him just in the street and slitting my shit, and also fucking with my manager, Steve O'Bell. And Felly just let me know whenever I'm ready that he'll co-sign it. So when I got the music ready, when I put the shit together, I hollered at him, he reached out, and Ski, another cat that we know, he kind of like had a network set up already. He got, I mean, a marketing plan as far as online in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So we basically hired Ski. Ski got on board, he heard the music, he believed in the shit, so he got behind it. And, you know, The Empire, you know, they basically like the hottest mixtape circuit out here right now. So, like I said, we got it them also, let them hear the music. And you know what I mean, they got behind it. My thing is, I don't like working with people just based on strict, so I want them to be able to believe in what I'm doing so that they'll devote the force and really bring what they got to offer to the table, you know?
Alright, and what can people who haven't heard your music before expect from the mixtape?
I mean, the mixtape is just really displaying what I do, you know what I mean? I write songs, my nigga, I make music about, like, you know what I mean, my element and where I come from. So, you know, it's basically, I like to say, My shit is like, it's songs, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of motherfuckers is rapping, and I ain't to take nothing from nobody, but, you know what I mean? My shit is like, if you like concept without records, you like full songs, you like music about something with a concept, and, you know what I mean? That's what my shit gonna offer. And everything else is just up to the listener. They can describe it how they describe it and take it how they take it, but, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna get no fakeness out of me. Everything I write is truth. It is what it is. All 100% real, so, you know what I mean? That's basically it.
Okay, and you know, the song that really caught my attention was They Roll, the current single with The Game. How did you first hook up with The Game?
I mean, I've been knowing The Game for a minute, and like just running into him throughout of LA. You know, I mean, we had met on mutual different occasions and shit. And you know, basically, like I said, Game was another one that just got at me. Like, you know what I mean? When it's that time, whenever it makes holler at me. You know what I mean? I get behind. So, you know, I got the record, I laid my shit, and I brought it to him, and, you know what I mean? he hopped on it, he did the hook for me, and got me a whole drop, just go with the hook on, you know what I mean, threw the auto-tune on his voice and did his little T-Pain on it, but it was fresh, because it's like a West Coast throwback, it's like some other shit, so, you know, that's what, it just kind of like went like that. A nigga that fucked the game, man, WD, is another nigga that fucked me since day one, when I was like 16, doing this shit, putting my first little taste out.
You know, he just happened to be real close with Game Man, so he also was like instrumental in making that happen.
All right.
Just a contact that I, you know what I mean, that we just utilized. Okay, you know, there were some rumors that you or people around you had put pressure on Game to work with you or something like that. You want to clear that up real quick?
Yeah, I clear that up. That's 100% false. And, you know, whoever said that, I ain't mad at him, my nigga. You know, to get your facts straight. Game a millionaire, man. Game got enough money to where a motherfucker can't put too much pressure on that nigga, because if he wanted to get high security, you know what I mean, box you right on out. So it wasn't about politics. It was about the nigga fuck with my music. I fuck with him. He in a position where he can help a nigga out, and he reached out and got on my shit and killed him. And that was the end.
Yeah, you two seem to have really hit it off well, because he also jumped on the Bullets remix, and he also bigged you up on Power 106 when he was freestyling over the Emily beat. I heard him bigging you up, so can we expect some more music from you and him in the future?
I mean, yeah, that's a possibility, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect Game, you know what I'm saying, to the fullest, my nigga, because he gave me a shot and he looked out, you know what I mean? But, it ain't like, you know what I mean, he gonna be on every one of my records. It ain't like I'm gonna be riding his coattail or nothing like that. But we'll definitely have new shit in the future that we'll do together. Cause, you know, the relationship is right there, and he, you know, he got money on the shit right now, so it wouldn't do nothing but help us.
All right. So what's the next step for you? What's the next project we can expect coming from you?
My next project I'm gonna put out is gonna be called Bullets Ain't Got No Name by YouTube. It's gonna be another street album. You know what I mean? It's going to be all original music. I'm doing a DVD project called 60 Questions. And it's kind of like, you know what I mean, a day in the life of. They're going to interview a lot of people that knew me growing up, like my school teachers, people in my neighborhood, different producers and artists that I work with. You know what I'm saying? Just so it gives people kind of like an in-depth look at who I am from a video perspective, you know?
Right.
And, you know, in the meantime, I'm working on my album. My album going to be released summer 09. We're going to go to radio with the Day Road record, the one with me and Game. So look for that. Y'all can request that at Power 106 and at K-Day. And then I'm going to be working with a lot of the new West Coast artists, you know what I'm saying? Like Killer Twan, my nigga K-Boy, 4-8, Glass Malone. I want to do some shit with 211, you know what I'm saying? I've been hearing this mixtape, this shit hot. Like, you know, so niggas can look forward to that.
All right, I heard you and Kanye West did something together. Well, what's up with that?
Yeah, man, Kanye through a mutual acquaintance. I ain't deal directly with Kanye, but you know what I'm saying, he shot one of my folks a record for me, and I knocked it down. It's gonna be on my next mixtape. Willis Ain't Got No Name by YouTube. It's called All for the Dough. That's the name of the Kanye song, All for the Dough.
Okay, and you know, you seem really vocal about your affiliation with the Rolling 60s, and can we expect you to work with fellow Rolling 60s like Corrupt or Battle Cat?
I mean, I ain't got no problem with Corrupt personally. I don't know the dude, you know what I'm saying? And he not from my, like, I'm 22, my nigga Corrupt probably a lot older than that. And there ain't no bad blood or nothing like that between me and that dude. It's personally knowing. It's a possibility we could do some music in the future. I'll be open to it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of other cats from my neighborhood, like the Charleston Boys, Cuzzy Capone, Christopher G-Bob. You know what I mean? We got like, a group we putting together called the Charleston Boys. And we got a couple solo artists, so yeah, I'll be on my own boys as well as, you know what I'm saying, niggas from other neighborhoods. I'm not stuck on just my affiliation. You know what I mean? Like you said, I'm from where I come from because I am who I am. But at the same time, it don't mean that I'm be antisocial and box myself up from working with a blood nigga or, you know what I'm saying, niggas from necessarily other hoods we don't get along with. Green and getting money and making progress at this point. So, you know, if it's mutually beneficial, I'm with it.
Okay, and who are you personally feeling right now on the West Coast?
Personally, I'm feeling like all the real niggas, man, that's just representing our struggle and that's afraid to, you know what I'm saying, speak on our lifespan. Like, you know, all the niggas, J-Rock, Killer Twan, K-Boy, 211, Glass Malone, like, you know, Spotted Loke, all them niggas, I'm feeling they shit, my nigga, because it's on my, you know what I mean, it ain't every song. I done heard lines from all them niggas that I can. So, you know what I'm saying? I respect and salute all them niggas. Let's all get money, my nigga.
Alright, and you know, before we go, is there anything that you want to let everybody know?
Yeah, man, just look out for my project, man. Nipsey Hussle, look out for everything Nipsey, everything Slauson for me. Gonna be, you know what I mean, it's just the beginning of the movement. The mixtape is just the first of plenty of products. We got merchandising coming, we got mixtapes, albums, and all that. So, you know what I'm saying, just look out for me and be a part of my movement, because I'm representing y'all, and that's really it.